Two aspirants, each from high-profile Florida families, announced their intentions this week. Republican Adam Putnam currently is Agriculture Commissioner. He made his in his hometown of Bartow.
Ladies and gentlemen, it has been an honor to serve my community, to serve my friends and neighbors, to serve my state, to serve my nation. But make no mistake, for me, it has always been Florida first. And it's why I am running for governor of the great state of Florida.
On the Democratic side, former Congresswoman Gwen Graham announced in Miami Gardens.
With my experience as a working mom, as a PTA president, as a public school official, and finally serving Florida in Congress, I am so proud to announce that I am running to serve as Florida's next governor.
Charles Eldon, a political scientist at Nova Southeastern University, says they're going for an open seat, the candidates, in a state that's balanced in terms of razor-thin voter preference.
Trump only won by about 100,000 votes. Obama won 4 years earlier by a small margin. This state is truly purple. This is an opportunity for the Democrats to try and pick up some influence on state government, and this is obviously a must-win for the Republicans if they want to keep their control over Florida.
One question to be answered is how much clout a Rick Scott endorsement could wield for Adam Putnam and other Republican candidates. Zeldin believes not that much.
If you had asked me before the presidential election, I would have said Scott was going to play a big role in. But given the national scene, I have a feeling that Scott's almost irrelevant at this point. It's going to be Trump that's going to be the 1,000-pound gorilla on the ballot.
Putnam is the only major Republican to announce for governor so far. Other possible GOP candidates include State House Speaker Richard Corcoran and State Senator Jack LaValla.
One thing Rick Scott shows that with enough money, you can introduce yourself to the electorate and get elected. But you've got to raise and spend a lot of money to do it. So the question is, are they going to have the resources to pull a Rick Scott?
For Gwen Graham, a run for governor is carrying on the family tradition, so to speak. Her father is Bob Graham, Florida's 38th governor. He was on hand for his daughter's announcement.
Couldn't be more thrilling. Any parent likes to see their children succeed, and when they succeed in the same path that you've spent much of your life on, it's that much more.
A lot of people remember Graham with great fondness because he was an effective governor.
Once again, Nova Southeastern's Charles Zeldin.
It gives her that little first step advantage, makes it easier for her to introduce herself to the voting public and for them to feel comfortable with her.
Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum and Winter Park businessman Chris King are also seeking the Democratic nomination. Another possibility is John Morgan, an attorney who pushed for the state constitutional amendment legalizing medical marijuana. Their main challenge, says Zeldin, is name recognition.
The issues they were involved with have recognition, but how many people know that they were the ones who were actually behind it? I think for a lot of voters, they're not going to make that connection.
At this point, whoever's thinking of seeking the governor's chair has more than a year to make that decision. The 2018 election cycle schedule has qualifying in June, primaries in August, and the general election in November. Tick tock, tick tock. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.